John Michael, you had the boy toy. Now you're the oi oi.
We are. Aren't we not? Marks are us is what we are to call the podcast from now on. Marks are us.
Then we're going to see DX and The Undertaker and Kane again.
Again.
I don't know.
Again.
Again and again and again. It's like going to the same hamburger over again at McDonald's and saying, have you changed the sauce? No, you haven't. It's the same. No. I don't know.
Don't change that special sauce on me now. I mean, that's the special sauce.
No cheese for you, please. No cheese. Yeah, no cheese for you. No cheese for you.
WrestleMania podcast. Every time. Every time I'm with you.
No pressure, man.
No pressure, man.
No pressure.
Only 200 people are listening to us.
That's
maybe
right.
Millions worldwide.
Fold him up like an accordion and toss him out the window, but...
But we'll be joined by... start it all over again, Dave. Start it all over again. That's
our
what
ratings
I get.
Drop because of you, Denton.
That's
congratulations.
That's why
happy?
I get paid the not-so-big bucks.
Yeah, not-so-big... Obviously.
Oh!
Well, I guess it would be better than a woman's section, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
then you could,
I,
then
we
you could
need
rightfully.
We need more man
then,
caves in this
then
world.
Then you could
so.
Rightfully, or my inner gender cave.
Although I've lost my sanity every time I watch Raw and SmackDown. How did you go there?
What we would do to fix Raw, make it into SmackDown. Flair.
Oh, that's almost as bad as knees. Sorry.
Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Not the Silverdome?
Not the Silverdome.
Okay,
it's the Superdome
okay.
In New Orleans, Louis.
New Orleans.
Louisiana.
Louisiana. You've been down on Bourbon Street much, huh? Okay,
oh,
okay.
Mardi Gras, that's how you do it.
That's going to be on Friday night. That's going to be shown on the WWE Network, which is only $9.99 a month, but wait, the first month is free. They always do that.
That's
but,
the pitch,
yeah,
huh?
And
if
pitch.
You call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you another channel.
Yeah, we can.
It's the ringmaster, Thanatos. Get it straight, Skippy.
Yeah.
Even my roommate, she goes, who is that? I said, well, it's Mark Briscoe. She goes, well, dang, that could be one of your cousins.
This is my voice.
Butcher this again. Andre Cien and Zelina Vega. Why can't they just have normal names? Why can't it be like Joe Dirt and Kate White?
Joe
Why do we
Dirt?
Have to... What do you have to do, Lana and Shishnaka Waskanka?
Well, why we're doing these really bad jokes here?
You're just hyperextending the jokes way
oh.
too much.
You have problems with names, don't you?
I would rather see chimpanzees in the ring dancing to Achy Breaky Heart.
Well, I'd like the day the doctor said the day you were born, it's going to get ugly, and it did.
She has that look like my ex-wife did when we were going to court.
Interesting.
It was so interesting you yawned, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm tired. And the ref's going, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Ring the bell! Ring the bell!
I would hate to be put in any situation where Braun Strowman was angry with me.
I think I dropped them gloves and I crapped my pants and then I...
Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry. Strike that from the record books, please.
That when you mention to somebody that you are a professional wrestling fan, some of them actually kind of look down their nose and say, oh, you still watch that? And I say, I never have stopped, you know, so...
But they need to slow it the heck down.
He always have his hair in a man bun when he's doing that. You know what, the 5-star of the pay-per-view, when he's on that panel. You know,
not a good look, Buck. Not a good look, Buck.
Oh, Booker T, you look good, man.
Exactly. Nikki couldn't break down a door.
Give me a break.
Of that Kit Kat bar.
Well, I would rather have watched the Teletubbies and, either watch an episode of Rocko's Modern Life than to watch Crown Jewel.
into this. And like Bill's over there playing with his John Cena action figure. Should we have a John Cena action figure fight during the news?
I haven't had an action figure doll for decades. Well, it's kind of fun.
I'm excited about this. I'm adding this to my action figure collection.
Well, I have like three shelves full at my house.
Be on there going 2103.9, the greatest hits of all time. Y'all just sit back. We're going to sit here and play some Fleetwood Mac.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Turnbuckle Trash, opening segment, take two in 3, 2, please don't screw it up, Dave, 1.
You know, at this point in the match, you got to stuff the screwdriver in his ear. Or
he was looking like like hammered doo-doo, that's for sure.
Or a dead cat he found on the side of the road and said, hey, this will look good on top of my head.
Let's hope they're not getting too much into the doing.
So the day I was born, literally, apparently, Hulk Hogan was on TV, and my dad was watching it with me.
Oh, that was great. You did very good that time. Oh, let me shake your hand.
Philly cheesecake, Philly cheesesteak, or...
Did you just say Philly cheesecake?
Yeah, I did. That's going on the
Philly... I never had a Philly...
Booger Eaters.
Wants John Cena shoes, and he can't get them. Because how can you be an American badass without John Cena's shoes?
My name is John Cena.
Good night. Okay, stop.
You can't see me.
Stop. Calm down. Jeez.
What's happening to SummerSlam, huh?
His life is like a jigsaw puzzle, and there's no pieces that fit.
Anybody that's relevant? Well, if they're not in the Psycho Circus to us, they're not relevant.
That's better.
Lesnar.
That's better. That's better. Chris would be proud.
Okay.
Chris would be like, Uncle Dave, he didn't even say it right. It's supposed to be Brock Lesnar, not Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
He's going to tell you to start getting on your southern accent again.
I've got a couple of cousins that may somewhat look like that, but their teeth are there.
Yeah,
he's going to tell me to exchange my diapers for Depends.
Charlotte Flair beat the ever living block blee blop 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 blop. Put in all kinds of four letter words here.
PJ Black, not PJ. PJ, what was his name? TP.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. He threw a little fit at the end of it. So
inducted in, but I haven't seen much else.
You never know with the WWE and what side of the bed they rolled out on and see what they want to do.
You can do anything. This is America. You can do anything you want.
Except when you're adult, you cannot buy John Cena shoes.
And you can't talk bad about anybody on Facebook because they'll get mad at you and call you names.
Oh, Booger Eaters.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
He looks like somebody, if you were walking down the street and you saw this man right beside you, would either wonder, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it down this way of the alleyway or this way of the alleyway, because that guy right there looks nuts.
So Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan. Sorry, I'm still getting over drugs.
Oh, okay.
You've got a match for the elderly. Winner gets a...
some new teeth.
Winner gets a walker, a wheelchair, and their very own assisted living center room.
New teeth.
And new teeth.
You're missing teeth.
And
I raised that boy well.
I know, we done did it right.
Molded him well.
But again, for Dave Pearson, or Dave Denton, Kelly Denton, Zane Peterson.
Butt fumble reel, here we come.
I'm Audrey Salveson.
I don't care. Just make fun of me all you want.
Drink lots of water.
Turn Sammy heel. I mean, turn Sammy face.
Water.
You know, I have a photographic memory myself. But we'll have some more right after Elimination Chamber, okay?
Taste you later, okay?
It looks like a little chihuahua is sitting on the top of his head and holding on for dear life.
I don't know. I don't.
X-Lax against the Brothers of Constipation.
Get it. They're saying stay away from Tamiflu because on the back of it, it doesn't really. It's not good when you look on the back of a box and it says may cause death.
May cause diarrhea and may cause constipation.
We are live. Sort of. Not really live. This is pre-recorded. So what do you see, the Ringmaster Thanatos? What do you see this goals? What are your goals for 2018? What can the Ringmaster achieve this year?
Well, there goes one of those stupid questions you brought up earlier. I've already told you where I'm going with this.
Back, Dane. Hopefully, Dane. Dane. Dave. Yes. They will be back. Dane will be back.
We'll just start calling ourselves Dane.
And then you got Chris in there, so Dane is.
Oh, he didn't even know the lyrics before he started singing it. Oh.
You making me mispronounce it
at
now.
The Nassau Veterans
Memorial. I'm sure they're scouring every little podcast out there. Those guys in Turnbuckle Trash talk trash about us.
And all 15 of their listeners.
I don't understand a word you just said.
So that's kind of what we're starting with there with that. I'd rather take a potato peeler to my Wachobies.
I don't know. Sometimes I just want to beat my head against the wall and see if something comes out of it. I don't know.
Fun.
And I don't want to use... there's a fine line between being a male reproductive organ.
Uh-huh.
And... see, I caught myself.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love that. That's good. I'll have to use that one again. He looks like somebody, if you were walking down the street and you saw this man right beside you, would either wonder, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it down this way of the alleyway or this way of the alleyway, because that guy right there looks nuts.
Isn't
this a wrestling show, not a food show?
Well, I got to tell my wrestling story involving food.
Rock sounds like Mickey Mouse on steroids when he's trying to talk.
No.
That lady right there, she probably put you in a coma and me in cardiac arrest.
Oh, man. On ESPN?
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
So simplify it for me.
Who wants to see a 70-year-old man? It depends.
Have you got something wrong, against the fine product called Depends?
Or as I like to call, teach them to count to one and give a visual aid. Attention.
Sorry, Dave. I was just gagging a little bit because you mentioned the last two matches of WrestleMania. Kind of upset my stomach a little bit.
Right now, they're bringing Brock Lesnar in for sleep apnea. Three. No, I'm not a member of PETA. I PETA'd out a long time ago. But this will be okay. It'll be a good time.
It'll be just fine, won't it? It'll be just fine. We won't get burned. We won't have third-degree burns over 40% of our body. No!
Of, like you said, being a 7-foot stupid idiot.
And he's hated by everybody?
No, he wants to play catch with the dog.
Oh, okay. I just had a senior moment there, man. I couldn't remember.
And you're still coming over to my house, right?
Yeah.
And we asked Bill, but Bill went, you're not one of those closet fans, are you, Bill?
I'll have to check my calendar.
Now that he has the action figure, you may want to...
Yeah, he might be a John Cena fan. Yeah.
Could I bring my action figure?
You can bring your action figure.
Yeah.
If you couldn't get any dumber, Lloyd, you go and do something like this.
And I'm not talking to Chubby Checker either. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
No, stop it. Stop it right now.
I will.
That sounds like a mixed drink or an appetizer at an Indian restaurant. I'll take that, please. But no, I'll take the Jinder Mahal. Thank you very much.
With extra Mahal in it, please.
I mean, that is snip, snap, snip, snap. You ever seen The Office?
Yes.
Michael Scott?
Yes.
With Jan?
Yes.
I love it. No.
That is commitment, baby. So, having the second surgery there, I don't think so.
And you know me, I've been around for years.
I'm an old man, old wrestling fan.
I am a 6-degree black belt in Hapkido, and I hold a 5th-degree black belt in Okinawan Kempo.
I'm a 7th-degree belt, cheese belt, in the manly art of fondue.
Nigel McGuinness, I guess. Jim Ross?
Nigel McGuinness.
Whatever.
It's Stephanie. I'm going to spit water now. Somebody's going to get these hands. They're going to get these hands.
And I think that dude has just gotten the complete, total, ever-living excrement beat out of him.
SmackDown Women's Championship. Oh, my gosh, I skipped this.
Uh-huh. You did. I was just about
that. Oh, shame on me.
But work and things like that, when I say, yeah, I'm going to a professional wrestling match tonight, you know. And
but yet, and yet those deep down same inside, they're all jealous.
Yep. I just think they're all jealous.
Yeah. Or else they're not going to make money. And in the end, what drives us all?
Right.
Yeah. You know, money talks, and my money needs a bigger vocabulary, by the way. But
open the checkbook and let's see what goes up.
Next, my favorite spot of the night.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen to an episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Turnbuckle Trash. Got a fuck the bumble. Baltimore team did. Yeah. I am the greatest coach in baseball history now. Uh-huh. It's crazy. I mean, I just, everywhere I go, I hear, AJ, marry me, AJ. Autographs. Oh, my, OMG, OMG, you know.
And everybody can cheer and throw the babies up in the air.
I mean, if you think of summer, you think of New York
Hot
City,
town,
don't you?
Summer in the what? City, back of my neck, getting dirt and gritty.
I told you, dude, it's all about entertainment.
Oh, yeah. What was the song you did
to your wife?
You are
the woman that I always dreamed of. I knew it from the
Fireball.
Start.
I just about lost my lunch when he did that.
And you can get some gauges in your ears sometime soon?
Oh, let me just say this, and this part won't be family friendly. Hell no.
Yeah, he knows a little bit about grass, yeah.
It's almost like opening up a box of Cheerios and pouring it on the floor and say, okay, let me see if I can find a square. I'll go watch the Brady Bunch. So, no thanks. At least I'll figure out what the plot is supposed to be on that one.
But of course, Zane knows I love my lunch. But anyway, guys, I love my lunch. But
well, Big E was selling on eBay a pancake for $139. He called it the original New Day pancake.
Hold on, guys. I gotta get my laps in real quick. Gotta go for a sprinter on the ring. And then it's like,
which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
This is like, he's like, I'm gonna get him. Get back here, thump in the face. Like,
stay down, you moron.
One of the announcers is like, oh, Roman's got Dire Plate imprints on his head now, or something like that. yes, he
loved
does.
It.
On the
oh shoot, he won the U.S. title. I can't remember his name. Saved my tail.
Come on.
And AJ just walloped and said, okay, I'm going to. He did his best Bobby Hill. I don't know you. That's my purse. And kicked him right in the gonads, you know?
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
You'd hear some idiot yelling out, Freebird! And that was, I am. Said idiot.
Oh, wow.
Because I am a radio professional.
Wow.
I know how to do those kind of things. That's why I get paid the not so big bucks. So
yeah,
eat some bacon, man. Put some meat on your bones.
Tough, so.
I don't know if it's even legal to say his name over the phone anymore.
You know, they have medicine for that now. I think it's human chicken fighting.
How do I put it in three words? Pathetic.
Well, coming up in just a couple of days on November. Let's do that again.
Vince Russo will have to come back. No, I'm just joking.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
I'll tell you, Dave, I almost wet myself the other day.
November, let's do that again.
I'll tell you, Dave, I almost wet myself the other day.
Well, good. It's about time that they gave a little bit more creative control to the wrestler instead of having the people in the back that smoke the crack pipes thinking that they know everything.
I'll tell you, Dave, I almost wet myself the other day.
November, let's do that again.
I'll tell you, Dave, I almost wet myself the other day.
Well, good. It's about
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy!
Yeah!
Thanks for listening, and in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!